Welcome to the Luxentis Show, where I share tips on how to create and lead successful people-centric organizations. Hi, I'm Jocelyn Moriners, CEO of Luxentis, a leadership and team training company offering at-your-pace online courses and implementation-style workshops. Make sure to check out our website for available courses and download the top 5 reasons businesses struggle to attract and retain top talent and what to do about it. An organization's mission and core values are shared with new team members as part of some form of onboarding activity. Then they may be repeated at a yearly meeting of sorts. And maybe at that yearly meeting of sorts, there's also going to be goal sharing and various ways that progress will be measured. And for most organizations, that's pretty much the extent of the team members' exposure to ongoing strategy. The mission, the vision, the values, a little bit of here's how we're going to measure, here's where we're going, and that's pretty much it. It's sporadic and it's vague. So what can a leader do to help create more opportunities for team members to connect with that broader picture? Well, the very first one, we have to make sure that the elements are clear. Do individual team members understand what is the organization's vision, its mission, its goals? So it's one thing to share them, but it's also, do they understand them? Do they understand what they mean? And some is pretty clear, so some things don't need explaining, but maybe the ones for your own business are not quite as clear as they could be, or maybe they weren't shared as part of an onboarding. Maybe the person was just onboarded and thrown into their role without much of an explanation as to, well, here's what the organization does and why it does it and all those things. So it's really important that team members at first be clear on what does all of this mean. I mean, why is the business doing what it's doing? And a great way to do that is actually by sharing client stories with them. Like, explain the journey of the client. How do they become a client in the first place? How are they onboarding? What happens while they're working with the organization, collaborating with the organization? What happens after? So kind of share that. Also, share the successes. How has the business pushed innovation or contributed to a client's success through the work that was done? And I dare say, share a couple of failures, because we learn through them. At least we really should try. So share what happened. Share, here's why we're doing this way, or we've decided to go for this goal because we realized that this was problematic because here's what happened. So that very first effort is really all about understanding and making sure that everybody is on the same page. The second part of it is make sure they know how they fit in. So you've kind of just explained, okay, the broader, the organization in general, here's what happened in the past, here are client stories and successes and failures and all that stuff. Great. You are here today and here's how you fit in. And explain how their work contributes to that larger purpose of the organization. Encourage discussion between team members so that they can discuss how their work complements each other. It's a lot more motivating to understand how our work makes a difference. Like, why is it that what I'm doing is important? How does it impact on the client? And sometimes it can feel a little nebulous, especially for larger organizations. You might feel really disconnected from the work that you're doing right now and the impact on the person when they're, I don't know, 100 people between you and the client. So that's why it's so important to remind them of why what they do plays a crucial role in the business and in solving the client's problems. So show them how what they do is important. Because, you know, it's really nice to feel like we're contributing to something, and it's not just putting in our hours. So it's really nice when we're like, ah, okay, the time I spent here today made a difference in someone's life, as opposed to, all right, well, I suppose I'm collecting a paycheck today. I don't want to make that sound small. That's important too. And at the same time, maybe we can elevate that and make it a little bit more than that and make that team member feel like, hey, you're here for a reason and your role matters. And just a side note on that, if you can't explain why that role matters, how that role plays a crucial role in the end game for the client, in your product, in your service, then you really need to be revisiting why that role is there in the first place. Because why are you paying for a role that isn't contributing? So if you find that you can't explain why, there may be a much bigger problem there. And it doesn't necessarily mean eliminating. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that maybe it's about revisiting what that person does. Maybe it means realigning. Maybe that role was created at a time when things were different, the environment was different, the business was different, and nobody bothered to revisit what that role did, even though the organization evolved. So it's just take a moment, review all that. And try to place the member elsewhere. Surely they're awesome if you kept them for that long. So another reason why it's so important to keep team members connected to that big picture is to get their feedback, because team members are usually the first ones to see something, to identify something, because they're there every day collaborating with the clients, developing the product, seeing how it's applied, receive the complaints. They have all kinds of information that should be surfaced. So make sure that you are providing opportunities for team members to surface any kind of alignment problem. Is it maybe that now the goals have evolved in such a way that what we're doing is no longer in line with where we were going, is no longer in line with the mission, with the vision, with the longer term goals? Maybe our short term goals no longer match the medium term and long term. Maybe we're completely going off track. And it's harder to see from a more distanced position. And the person who's right there doing it every day may be seeing things really early on. And so we want that information as soon as possible. And so try to provide opportunities for team members to surface that. And the only way that they can surface that is if they understand the bigger picture. What are we doing here? And when they understand that, then they are able to surface that. When they understand their role, they are able to surface that. And so it's an incredible opportunity to stay ahead and be on top of issues, catch them early, nip things in the bud. So really make sure that you provide opportunities to surface that. And it really keeps everyone headed in the same direction. Because if a team member notices something and mentions it, it's like, oh, wait, this section was going in one direction, this section's going in another direction, we're no longer going in that same general direction. And so by doing so, we can realign, we can course correct, but we have to provide the opportunity for them to surface that. And the only way that they can notice it is if they understand that bigger picture and are keenly aware of what that is and where we're going. As part of that effort, it's also a great opportunity to seek out suggestions for improvement and innovation. Because by understanding the business strategy, then they can contribute to new ideas and help keep the cycle of continuous improvement going. So one of the most important things to do is to keep making discussion strategy a common occurrence. It's one thing to say, hey, I've presented you with our big, big, huge, broad mission, and then our vision, and then our values and all that. That's great. That's our culture. It's fantastic. And then make sure that you share some of those goals, share the strategy to get there, and involve them in being the keepers of that and ensuring that we are staying on path. So provide that opportunity, make discussing strategy a common occurrence. Because the best productivity comes from teams that are well-informed and feel valued. So when you're sharing decisions, take a moment to add in the why behind it. Bring it back to, here's why, because of that bigger picture. This is not an attempt to lead by consensus, but rather to encourage conversation and benefit from the power of keeping your team connected to your business strategy. I hope this episode helped generate ideas and potential solutions. If you know someone who could use this message today, please make sure to share it with them. And if you're feeling particularly generous, why not rate and review wherever applicable? I'd really appreciate that. So thank you for listening, and let's all continue working on creating and leading successful people-centric organizations.